使徒保罗在哥林多前书里面提到在哥林多教会许多的问题。
So, disciple Paul has mentioned many challenges that the Corinthian church has went through.
教会内部的不和谐。
There are disputes inside the church members.
信徒之间彼此的冲突，甚至告到了一般的法庭去。
The congregation even brought their own disputes up to the court.
信徒里面伦理道德的生活的失败。
There's corruptions in their moral life.
使徒保罗在神学在信仰上来教导这些哥林多的信徒。
Paul shared with them how to live in a godly way.
比如对婚姻的看法。
His view about marriage.
守独身的看法。
His view of remain single life.
吃祭过偶像的物的看法。
And the view of eating food that was offered to idols.
使徒保罗在哥林多教会处在各种的问题困难的当中，向他们特别来提到耶稣基督的复活。
While talking to the Corinthian church about their problems, Paul also mentioned specifically to them about Jesus' resurrection.
甚至在哥林多前书十五章全部都是谈到耶稣基督的复活。
He dedicated the whole chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians about Jesus' resurrection.
使徒保罗相信耶稣基督是一位复活的主。
Paul believed that Jesus is a risen king.
因此在哥林多教会处在各种的问题当中，使徒保罗他相信他们将经验到耶稣基督复活的大能，来成为他们的盼望。
Therefore, while the congregation was undergoing all the problems, they will also experience the strong power coming from Jesus' resurrection.
使他们处在种种的困难挑战的当中，能够得着神的帮助来解决他们的问题。
By having faith that they will have hope for the future and have all the difficulties resolved with God's help.
今天我们庆祝耶稣基督的复活，同样或许在我们当中，我们处在任何特别的困难的处境当中的时候，我们相信这一位复活的主必替我们开路。
We might also undergo some difficulties in life. While we celebrate Jesus' resurrection today, we will also have faith that our living God will be our hope, that He will be with us, guiding us and comforting us all along the way.
所以他必成为我们的安慰，成为我们的盼望。
So He will be our hope and our guidance.
使徒保罗在传福音的时候，他所传福音的重点就是宣扬耶稣基督复活的福音。
The key point, disciple Paul's gospel, is to let people know about Jesus' resurrection.
哥林多前书十五章第三到第八节，使徒保罗说：“我曾经把我所领受那最重要的信息传授给你们。”就是按照圣经所说的，基督为我们的罪死了，又按照圣经所说的他被埋葬了，在第三天复活了。他向使徒彼得显现以后，他又一次向500多个跟从他的人显现，这些人多数还活着，虽然也有已经死了。后来他向雅各显现，又向所有的使徒显现，最后他也向我显现。
In 1 Corinthians 15:3-8, it talks, "For what I receive, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and Last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born.
使徒保罗宣扬耶稣基督的福音，他认为最重要的信息就是耶稣基督为我们世界上的人死了，埋葬，然后又复活了。
For Paul, the key message to deliver in gospel is that Jesus died for our sin, and he was buried, and on the third day of his death, he was risen.
并且耶稣基督的复活，他强调说，这个并不是耶稣的门徒他们所捏造出来的故事。
The resurrection he mentioned is not made up by Jesus' disciple.
耶稣复活之后显现给他的使徒看，在一次的聚会当中，甚至显现给500个人看。
Because he not only appeared in front of his disciples.But also show himself in front of some 500 people in one occasion.
使徒保罗说，甚至他在写这个信的时候，还很多人都活着。
And when Paul talked about this, many of these people are still alive.
这证明使徒保罗他的见证的真实性。
And this proves that what he said is a fact.
哥林多前书十五章十四节说。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，枉然；你们所信的也是枉然。
In 1 Corinthians 15:14, and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
十九节继续说，如果我们信基督的人只在今生有希望，我们就比世界上任何人更可怜。
And in 19 it follows, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
意思就是使徒保罗要告诉我们，在耶稣基督的信仰里面，我们不仅在今生有盼望，甚至我们来生也有盼望。
Paul wanted to let us know that when we believe in Jesus Christ, we will have hope in the current world.And also for the future life.
在罗马书第六章第一到十四节来描写说，使徒保罗传讲耶稣基督的复活带来我们生命重大的影响。
In Romans 6, verses 1 to 14, Paul was talking about the important impact that Jesus' resurrection could bring into our life.
耶稣基督复活的生命能够使我们的一举一动来活出耶稣基督新生的样式。
Him being alive again allowed that we too may live in a new life.
所以我们从今天所读这些的经节里面共同以我们怎么样的活来领受神的话。
So let's learn.What we shall live through today's scripture.
第一就是耶稣是复活的主。
The first message today is Jesus is the risen Lord.
在耶稣复活的时候，在约翰福音第二十章十九到二十节说，星期日晚上，耶稣的门徒聚在一起，门紧紧地关着，因为怕犹太人。那时候耶稣显现在他们当中说，愿你们平安。说了这话，他把自己的手勒旁给他们看，门徒看见了主非常欢喜。
In John 20:19-20, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the door locked for the fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came.And stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
二十六节说，一星期之后，门徒又在屋子里聚集，多马也跟他们在一起，门关着，可是耶稣忽然显现，站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。
And follow on 26, a week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the door were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
当使徒彼得和其他的门徒在耶稣复活之后去打鱼，他们并没有得着什么收获。耶稣向他们显现。
In John 24:8, it described that Peter and other disciples went back fishing after Jesus' resurrection, but they did not catch anything.
当他们快靠近岸边的时候，耶稣叫他们把网撒在船的右边，因此他们获得了许多的鱼。
When Jesus appeared to them, they were almost back to the shore, and Jesus told them to cast the net to the right side, and they caught a lot of fish.
他们没有早餐可以吃，耶稣替他们准备早餐。
And disciples did not have breakfast, so Jesus prepared breakfast for them.
在这些复活的记载当中，另外又记载，当两个门徒从耶路撒冷撒人往以马忤斯的路中，觉得心里非常的混乱沮丧。
And in other scripture, it describes about Jesus' appearance to the two disciples walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, and these two disciples were troubled and upset.
因为他们不确定耶稣真正的复活。
Because they were not certain that Jesus' resurrection is true.
耶稣来到他们当中，跟他们同行。
Jesus came among them and walked with them.
并且当天晚上与他们一同吃晚餐。
And he even had dinner with them.
在晚餐的当中，耶稣拿起饼来擘饼的时候，他们的眼睛才明亮的认出那是耶稣。
It is not until Jesus took the bread, brought it in front of them, and these two disciples' eyes were opened, and they recognized him.
以上这许多的经文不仅仅是来证明耶稣基督的复活，另外也证明耶稣持续不断对他们的爱。
This scripture proved that Jesus was resurrected and also showed his persistent love.
耶稣不断地向门徒来出现。
He consistently continued to appear to the disciples.
让他们有更多的机会可以来看到他。
So that they have many opportunities to see him.
他并不是只向他们显现一次就结束了。
He didn't just appear once and then disappear.
耶稣在这里，在那里，不同的地方向他们显现。
Jesus was here and there at different locations.
在他们走路的当中
，while they were working，
在晚餐的时候
，while they are at dinner，
在早餐
，where they are having breakfast，
在海边等等地方
，or by the beach in different locations。
耶稣在不同的地方、时机来向他们显现。
Jesus appeared in different locations and occasions。
这也象征今天也对我们的意义。
This also means a lot for us。
耶稣不断地来寻找我们。
He's searching for us all the time.
主的心意就是愿意跟我们同在。
God wants to be with us all the time.
主愿意来跟我们交谊。
God wants to talk and communicate with us.
主来了要帮助我们，安慰我们，赐给我们平安。
God comes to help us, comfort us, and give us peace.
主耶稣基督是一位活活的主。
Jesus is a living God.
他愿意来爱我们，来亲近我们。
He comes to us to love us.
他已经胜过了死亡的权势。
He has overcome the death.
他是一位掌管生死的主宰。
And he is now in control of life and death.
因此我们对人生的看法态度不同了。
And because he is our Lord.We will then have a different view toward life.
在七年多以前，义峰弟兄在 Mount Hospital 住院在加护病房，我跟我们当中李国柱长老去探访他。
I remember 8 years ago, Elder Lee and I went to visit our brother 义峰 while he was in the ICU at Barnes Hospital.
在这个ICU。探访的时候，旁边我们听到 一位医生跟这个隔壁床的病人的说话。
During the visit, I overheard a doctor's conversation with a patient next to our brother.
这位旁边的医生对病人这么说，你只有剩下一个礼拜可以活，你可以回去了。
The doctor said to the patient, he said, you have only 1 week to leave. Now you may go home.
当我听到这句话的时候，心里觉得很震惊。
I was very shocked when I heard this.
哇，这么的直接，医生告诉你，你只可以活几天。
Wow, it was so direct from a doctor to a patient to say that you have 1 week of life.
当我从医院那跟李长老出来的时候呢，李长老马上问我说，嘿，医生怎么可以这么的对病人说呢？
Elder Lee shared the same feeling, and we discussed about this on the way home.
你对医生这句话的反应怎么样？
Elder Lee asked me, how would you react to the doctor's words?
当我认真的思考这句话的时候，我觉得有道理。
After some reflections, I consider that doctor has a right to say it.
有多少人忽然间过世了，却未能够不能够将很重要的话或是事情来交代他所爱的亲人，多么的可惜。
How many people died in a sudden that they did not have the chance to talk to their family, their loved ones, and also talk about the important things in their life? What a pity it would be.
有多少人忽然间过世了，因此不能够有机会好好的来准备面对他们人生终极的大事。
How many people die in a sudden that they are not prepared to face their own death?
最重要的，如果我们知道我们在世上的日子只剩下7天的话，那我们的心里觉得如何呢？
Most important, if we know that our life in this world has only 7 days left,
what would we do? And what
would we do?
我们的心里觉得平安喜乐去见我们的主吗？
Do we have a peace of mind and the joy to face our Lord?
格里汉布道家在今年2月21日蒙主恩召享年99岁。
The famous evangelist Billy Graham, he died in February 21st. He was 99 years old.
在1999年，在19年以前，他被邀请到哈佛大学去分享信息。
In 1999, 19 years ago, the Harvard University invited him to speak.
他那时候已经患帕金森病，已经很显明的能够看出他的病症。
At that time, he suffered Parkinson's disease, and it affects him, and it could be observed easily.
针对他的 Parkinson 这个病，他这么的说，这个病不会杀死你，但有时候你确实希望他会。
He talked about Parkinson's disease, and he said, it does not kill you, but sometimes you wish it would.
他向大卫说，我知道我不久将过世了。
He said to the public, I know I'm going to die soon.
其实神的怜悯他20年以后才过世。
But we know he didn't die until 20 years later.
他说，但我不害怕，你怕吗？
When he said, I know I'm going to die, he continued to say, but that does not scare me. Does it scare you?
Billy Graham, 面对人生的死亡，为什么不害怕？
Why does Billy Graham not afraid of death?
因为他知道所信靠的主是一位活活的主。
Because he knew that the God that he rely on is a living God.
我们所敬拜的这位神是掌管生死一切的神。
That the God that we worship is in control of life and death.
所以复活节带来我们一个活泼的盼望。
So the Easter brings us a hope.
正如使徒保罗在罗马书十四章第八节所说，所以我们活也好，死也好，都是属于主的人。
And this is Paul mentioned in Romans 14:8. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
我们无论是生或是死，都是在神的掌管之下。
We are all in God's control, no matter we are alive or dead.
我们都是在他的国度里面来享受跟他的同在。
Either alive or dead, we are always in His kingdom, enjoy His company.
因此我们能够安然不害怕。
Therefore, we should not be scared of death.
第二，依靠基督复活的大能。
The second message today is rely on Jesus' risen power.
罗马书第六章第五到第八节说，如果我们跟基督合而为一，经历他的死，我们也要同样经历他的复活。我们知道我们的救我已经跟基督同钉十字架，为的是要摧毁我们的罪性，使我们不再做罪的奴隶，因为人死了就脱离罪的权势。如果我们跟基督同死，我们信，我们也要跟基督同活。
In Romans 6:5-8, for if we have been united with him in death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with.That we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him.
使徒保罗在以上几段经文来提到，如果我们与耶稣基督同钉十字架，我们与他同死，那我们也必与他同复活。
What Paul mentioned in the scripture is that when we are crucified with Jesus, we die with him and we will also live with him.
事实上，耶稣基督为人类的罪被钉在十字架上，他真的死了又复活了。
We know the truth is that Jesus was crucified for our sin and he died, but he lived again.
但我们信他的人并不是照着字面的意思真正的跟耶稣在十字架的木头上死了并且跟他复活。
For those who believe in him are not necessarily nailed to the cross, die and live as it described.
使徒保罗乃是用普通的言语来表达不平凡高深的属灵的境界。
Paul is giving a metaphor using simple languages. However, he gave us a very unusual inside spiritual description.
意思就是我们靠着信靠耶稣基督圣灵在我们的里面来做工。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will work in us.
因此我们经历到生命内在的改变。
Therefore, we will experience the changes from death to life.
这就如从死来得着生命。
And it is like we reborn from the death.
并且我们作为神的儿女，死就是我们基督徒正常的生活模式。
As God's children, dying is a normal mode of Christian existence.
意思就是我们需要经常的来降服在主的面前，主耶稣基督，跟随他，这个我们每天来过着舍己的生活。
God wants us to submit to him, and our old self will die, and then we'll be able to follow him completely in our daily life.
使徒保罗告诉我们，在耶稣基督的信仰里面，我们将经历他复活的大能在我们的生命里面。
Paul was telling us that once we believe in Jesus Christ, we will experience his risen power.
因此就好像我们的旧我跟他钉在十字架上死了。
We put away the old self on the cross.
啊，罪的权势对我们失去了控制的能力。
The sin has no power on us.
因此我们能够活出耶稣基督的生命。
So now we'll be able to live the life that Jesus wants us to live.
耶稣基督的复活胜过了罪恶的权势辖制，而我们在基督里因此自由，不再做罪的奴隶了。
Jesus' power, Jesus has raised, has risen. Jesus has risen. So his power defeated the evil. Now we gain the freedom in Jesus, and we are free from the sin's control.
耶稣基督复活的能力，使我们能够来面对人生任何的困难与挑战。
With Jesus' risen power, we are able to face any challenges and problems in life.
因为我们信靠这位神，他甚至是死能够来复活的神。
Because our Lord is resurrected.
他是一位掌管生死的神。
He is in control of life and death.
他的能力来大过一切。
He can control everything else in the universe.
在哥林多后书第四章八到十节，使徒保罗来分享他在侍奉上的经验。
In 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, 8 to 10, Paul shared with us about his experience while serving God.
他说我们遭遇各样的困难却没有被压碎，常有疑虑却未尝绝望，有许多仇敌但总有朋友，常被打倒却不伤亡，我们必朽的身体时常带着耶稣的死，为要使耶稣的生命也同时显明在我们身上。
2 Corinthians 4, 8 to 10 it says,We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
使徒保罗来分享耶稣基督复活的生命，显明在他的身上。因此当他遭受各样的困难的时候，他不至于被压碎。
Paul talked about the power of resurrection manifested on him, so that when he faced any difficulties, he was not crushed.
他不至于被打倒。
He was not struck down.
他不至于怀疑神的同在。
He was not in doubt.
他不至于绝望。
He was not in despair.
他不至于死亡。
And he was not destroyed.
这就是复活节带给我们的盼望。
And this is the kind of hope that Jesus brought to us on Easter.
在马可福音第四章三十五到四十一节来记载耶稣平静风和海的故事。
In Mark chapter 4, 35 to 41, it describes Jesus calms the storm.
马可福音第四章，当耶稣教训众人之后，当天晚上耶稣这个对门徒说，让他们渡到这个湖边的对岸去。
In chapter 4, after preached to the crowd, Jesus said to the disciples that they would sail to the other side of the lake.
当他们在渡船的当中，马可福音第四章三十七到三十八节这么说，湖上忽然刮起大风。波浪冲击，浪花打进小船，船几乎灌满了水。当时耶稣在船尾靠着枕头睡着了。他们叫醒他说：“老师，我们快死了，您不在乎吗？”
In Mark 4:37 to 38, while they were in the lake, a furious squall came up, and a wave broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped.Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on the cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
这里一个问题，耶稣在渡船之前必定知道，当晚将会有大的暴风雨， 因为他是一位全能的神，他必然知道所有一切。
You might have a question that why do they go on the storm when they know it is? But Jesus must have known that, and there will be a storm, and he before they get into the boat, because he is God.
那为什么耶稣要叫门徒他们渡船到对岸去呢？
God knows everything. So the question would be, why did he still want them to sail to the other side of the lake?
这里一个很重要的信息就是因为耶稣他知道没有任何的大的暴风雨能够来阻止他的行程。
The answer to the question is because God knows that nothing can stop his plan.
没有任何黑暗的权势能够来阻挡他从这边到那边去。
He knows that no wicked power can stop him to cross the lake.
他不能够被风雨所阻挡。
He cannot be stopped by the storm.
他不必为风雨或者是任何的困难来担心来挂虑。
God does not need to worry about the storm or anything else.
因为他是一位掌管宇宙万物一切的神。
Because he is in control of everything.
这就是复活节带给我们重要的信息。
And this is the good news that brings us in the Easter.
主是一位活活的主。
God is a living God.
他掌管着所有的一切。
He controls the universe.
他从死里复活，胜过了死亡的权势。
He was resurrected. He defeated the
death. 他是生命的主宰。
He is in control of our life.
没有任何黑暗的势力能够来阻挡，来胜过他。
This is nothing. Not any evil power can stop or defeat him.
我们信靠他的人能够来得着基督赐给我们那一种复活的能力。
Therefore, those who believe in him will also receive the power from him to defeat.
耶稣使徒保罗那样能够胜过各种的困难与危险。
Just as Paul said, he conquered everything.
今天我们如果处在任何的困难或是痛苦当中，我们也知道在世上没有任何的事能够阻挡神对我们的爱。
Therefore in our life while facing any problems we are ensured that nothing can separate us from God.
最后我们要成为神之公义的器皿。
The last message today is to be God's instrument of righteousness.
使徒保罗告诉我们，当我们在基督里得着他的新生命，我们应当为上帝而活。
Paul reminds us that once we renew our life in Jesus, we should live our life for Jesus Christ.
我们不要再让罪来支配我们的生活，去顺从本性的情欲或做邪恶的工具。
We will not let sin control us. We will not submit our fleshly desire, and we will not be used by the evils.
相反的，要把自己献给神。
And we should. What we should do is to offer ourselves to our Lord.
罗马书继续在六章十三节说，把整个自己奉献给他，作为公义的器皿。
In Romans 6:13, offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness.
什么是神的公义呢？
So what is God's righteousness?
罗马书六章二十三节说，因为罪的代价是死亡。
Romans 6:23, it mentioned that the wage of sin is death.
罗马书五章十二节提到说，圣经告诉我们，众人都犯了罪。
In Romans 5:12, that all have sinned.
所以我们世界上的人本都应当付上罪的代价，就是死。
Because we all sin, our sin, our we shall pay for our sin, which is death.
但耶稣基督替我们死了。
But Jesus died for us.
因此我们蒙神称为义人，或者是说我们就与神恢复了这个合宜正常的关系。
Because he died for our sins, so we can be right again in God, because we reconcile with God through Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们也应当成为神之公义的器皿。
Therefore, we should become God's instrument of righteousness.
意思就是我们应当为宣扬 神在基督里与人和好的福音的使者。
It means that we should become the messengers to spread gospel of restoring the relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
我们应当成为宣扬耶稣基督救赎的福音的工具。
We should become God's tool to preach about our salvation through Jesus Christ.
在耶稣复活之后， 在约翰福音21章来记载耶稣复活之后，这个第三次向门徒显现的时候，这些门徒出去打鱼都抓不到鱼。
In Gospel, John 21 is about the third appearance of Jesus Christ after his resurrection, and the disciple went out for fishing, but they did not catch anything.
耶稣叫他们把渔网撒在船的右边，结果他们获得了许多的鱼。But
when Jesus told them to cast the net to the right side of the boat, they caught a lot of fish.
当天早上，耶稣又替他们准备早餐。In
the morning, Jesus also cooked for them.
吃过早餐之后，耶稣一连三次来问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
After the breakfast, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
在约翰福音21章15节、16节、17节，彼得都回答说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。And
Peter responded three times, "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you."
但这里一个很重要的一点，耶稣要彼得知道，我们对主的爱不仅仅是在口头上，我们也应当表现在实际的行动上。But
the key message here, Jesus want Peter to know that the love of the Lord is not just by saying; it needed to be done in action.
因此，耶稣在彼得每次来回答耶稣说“我爱你”的时候，耶稣交代他说：“喂养我的小羊，喂牧羊，我的羊，喂养我的羊。” Therefore,
every time after Peter answered, "I love you," Jesus continued to say, "Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep."
今天，主也要蒙他救赎的人以实际的行动来回应主的爱。God
wants us, as His redeemers, to respond to His love with real actions.
成为神之公义的器皿。To
become His instrument of righteousness.
意思就是把迷失的羊再次带回到神的面前。He
wants us to bring the lost sheep back to Him.
我们祈求神的圣灵感动我们每一个人，能够主动来接触、来关心尚未认识主的人。We
pray that the Holy Spirit to touch each one of us, so that we will care for those who still do not know God and who has not accepted God as their Savior.
把他们带到团契，带到教会来接触福音。
Bring them to the fellowship, bring them to the church, to let them learn about the gospel.
我们当中绝大多数的人在信耶稣基督之前，都是借着朋友带领到团契教会，因此有机会来接受福音。Most
of us came to believe God through other people.
我们大家对自己一个提醒。 上一次是什么时候我们邀请的朋友来到了团契或是教会聚会呢？
Our friends brought us to fellowship, to the church, so that we have the opportunity to know God. So let's ask about ourselves. When was the last time we brought any friend to our church?
我们是什么时候主动的啊去关心还在慕道的弟兄姐妹？
When was the last time we took initiative to care for other people?
盼望我们大家共同勉励啊，继续向外来关怀我们四周围这些尚未信主的朋友。
Let us work together to reach out to the people around us who still do not believe in God.
来向他们分享福音，或是带他们啊到教会来接受主的爱。
Share with them about our testimony and bring them to the church to experience God's love.
使徒保罗来勉励我们已经获得在基督里面的新生命的人，要成为神之公义的器皿。
Paul encourages us, we who have already received God's renewal to be God's instrument, to bring people to receive righteousness in Jesus Christ.
带领人来接受在神里面的义，就是我们靠着信靠耶稣基督来成为神的儿女，来成立。
So bring those people to be God's children, to be right again, have a good relationship with God.
并且我们在生活当中能够来活出神的正直、圣洁、公义的行为。
And let us also live a life with God's holiness, righteousness, and justice.
有谁敢在这不公义的世界里面来成为一个公义的人？
Who dare to be righteous in an unrighteous world?
谁敢在不敬虔的地方成为一个敬虔的人？
Who dares to be godly in a godless place?
谁敢在没有信心、没有爱心的世界里面成为一个有信心、有爱心的人？
Who dares to be a faithful, loving person in a faithless and loveless world?
谁敢在这自我为中心的世界里面，以耶稣基督牺牲的爱去关心别人？
Who dare to unselfishly love others in this selfish world?
使徒保罗来勉励我们，以在耶稣基督里面这种的新生命来活出耶稣基督的见证，来成为神之公义的器皿。
Paul encourages us to live a new life and become Jesus' witness and be his instrument.
愿 John.威斯利在每天工作之前向神的祷告，也成为我们每天一天的开始之前的祷告，来成为神之公义的器皿。
Let John Wesley prayer become our prayer every morning before we start the day.
他这样祷告说：主啊，我今天再次将我的生命献给你。
Lord, I give you my life to you again today.
尽管照着你的旨意使用我。
Do with me whatever you will.
我祈求你将使用我来服侍你的百姓。
I pray that you will use me to minister your people.
帮助我，使我能够让你的名得着荣耀。
Help me to bring honor to your name.
并赐给我一颗谦卑的心。
And grant me a humble heart.
我们在这里来庆祝复活节，因为知道主是一位活活的主。
In the Easter time, we celebrate our Lord because He is a risen God.
我们感谢主，使我们能够得着他复活的能力在我们的生命里面。
We praise God.That will be able to gain his power.
我们能够靠着基督在我们里面复活的大能来面对每天的生活。
Because of his power, we will be able to face our daily life.
并且也愿我们大家都能够成为神之公义的器皿。
We pray that we will become God's instrument.
带领为信主的弟兄姐妹来接受福音。
Will be able to spread his word, words and bring people to him.
并且在我们的生命上来活出神的公义、正直、圣洁的生活来荣耀他。
And let's live a life with justice, righteousness, and holiness.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，感谢你差遣耶稣基督到世上来爱我们。
Dear Lord, we praise you for bringing Jesus Christ to this world to love us.
为我们的罪来死。
He died for our sins.
来复活。
But he rise again.
成为我们的救主。
He is becoming our Savior.
帮助我们，或许我们处在任何这些困难当中，求主你的复活成为我们的盼望。
Because your resurrecting power that will be able to gain in you the strength to face any difficulties in life.
让我们能够来体验主你复活的大能，借着我们的生命彰显出来。
That your power.Strengthen us that be able to glorify you in our life.
求主你复活的灵继续住在我们每个人的身上。
May your risen power be with us always.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.